tell you what to do. Just mix yourself some industrial stew. Slop it all over your lovely land and then export it to others. That's the plan, and when you're done, you'll be extinct. I mean gone. Like the dinos and the dodos. So how'd we get into this awful mess? I mean, can't we rely on scientists to tell us how to stay away from trouble and fix those problems on the double? I mean, why not have solar and wind power, electric cars, ecological farms? Well, you know, big business is slow to change, and to slow things more, they try to arrange it. So politicians owe them lots for getting elected and being big shots. At least they act like big shots. You and I know who pulls their chains. So if an oil company owns a president, he ain't likely to call for disarmament, cause there's nothing big oil likes more than war. What else are all those big vehicles for than riding all over the desert, dropping bombs, all looking for one guy? I mean, 200,000 soldiers all out looking for one guy. John Wayne must be rolling in his grave. Now the problem in the rest of the global village is that nobody's looking at the dire image of oceans rising and forests burning. I mean, why think of that when you're all yearning for a trip to Cuba or someplace else warm, like Tuk to Yuk Tuk? But the rapid warming ain't the only bother, cause this warming will bring heavy cloud cover, and just a bit later it'll get real cold and the sun won't come through the clouds, we're told. Then we'll have another ice age. Within just a few years, fast frozen Toronto. I mean, forget your cottage in the Kawarthas. You'll be wearing year-round goose down parkas. You'll have mile-thick ice on your favorite lake. To go to Mississippi, you'll be wearing skates. Just follow the Erie Canal on your ice boat. Maybe this makes you all kind of shocked, and you ask why doesn't our government act? But I already told you they're told what to do by corporations more powerful than you. So maybe you should start to protest. I mean, yell at those guys, the whole lot of them. And there's lots of practical things you can do, like sell your car and buy walking shoes, shop organic, ride a bike, buy local produce, and learn more too. Find out who makes all the bad decisions.